5-3 win Vancouver Giants over the Moose Jaw Warriors. Galen, just overall, typically after a win, I just hand it off to you. What were your overall thoughts on how you guys got the win?
Well, we were very proud of the group. You know, they battled through a lot last game, and obviously we felt like we deserved better there with the Swift Current game. So, you know, like we talked about it on the air after the game, and staying mentally strong, mentally tough, and the guys did, and you know, we came off to a good start in the game and just stuck to it. Had a great second period, which is usually has been our downfall to start the year, so it was awesome to see. And yeah, like, you know, a lot of guys stepped up and played like men.
I know you focus on the D, but I gotta ask about the power play, because to go 2-for-2 in that first period obviously is big to stay with it when they score 2 in that first. So it's the same unit, but I feel like I think Wasey was talking about, you know, having 2 good strong units and how helpful that is. I know Haliburton gets both goals, but moving forward, if you want to have a good power play, don't you need 2 strong units?
For sure, and you know, Wasey does a great job, like 2 different looks, right? And you know, we have some very high end talent, and so it's awesome to see those guys get rewarded and do the right, you know, running the right routes and sticking to the plan on the PP as well.
Second period, as you said, you guys scored 2. They don't score. What was it in that second period that you guys were doing well?
Sticking to the game plan, you know, knowing the situation, being aware of what's going on the ice. Like, I think everyone tonight was a student on the bench, and sometimes, you know, you can get distracted. Junior hockey players can get distracted, but you know, they kept their focus in the game, and everyone was ready to go, you know, right when they got on the ice.
What can you say about Blake Chorney? Gets the game-winning goal, is first in the league, but I feel like he's you talk about student of the game. I feel like he's someone who gets the details for someone who's so young.
Yeah, extremely well. I mean, he is a smart hockey player, and he's got good size. He's heavy. He's he's got all the skills and adjustment for sure for any 16-year-old in this league, 100%. But he's doing a great job, and it was awesome to see him pop one tonight.
Now, you guys, they get one back, right? It's 4-3, and then they have a 6-on-4. What are the – they had kind of – it was almost like 2 timeouts. Anyways, there was the timeout. Both teams are going over, you know, their respective stuff. What is it that is being talked about from your guys' perspective when, you know, it's a 6-on-4 that then's going to turn into a 6-on-5? What are you telling the guys?
Well, just some of the adjustments that we have to make when that happens, you know, when the goalie's pulled and – the situations that you're in, and then at the end of the day, like it's stepping up and playing like a pro and playing like a man. And you know, I have to shout out to Howell, Merrick Howell. It was just, you know, like led the way with that and ate you know, some tough shots, and you know, that really got us by, obviously, and that's a big step up for him, and it's awesome for the group, and guys were so excited on the bench. It was great to see.
Yeah, perfect. Anything else I'm missing? Any other parting thoughts about, you know, a big win? First road win of the year.
Yeah, awesome. First road win of the year. And I guess for Chorney and me, our first win in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
So that's a good one.
Yes, I like that he scored in his home province. And first road win for you also, of course, your home province as well. So congrats, and obviously many more wins to come. Thank you so much.
Right on. Thanks.